When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, cheer up. The sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left, I think, and then listen online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days as well. And, oh, you got to check it out. I found the coolest story about an octopus it's just really, really cool. So you can find that. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And, hey, well, the first thing to start out with is... it's been a couple weeks since we've done a live show, and a while since I've seen Nathan, looking forward to saying hello to him. And then I remembered that, oh, you know, he has to be Bigfoot sometimes, and there's a Mariners game today, so he's out Bigfooting. So that means sitting in the production engineer chair, as usual, to fill in and keep us on track, that would be David Brown. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Martha.
Yeah, it's so good to see you. How are you today?
We're doing just fine. You know, just a little cloudy, but it's supposed to burn off later, and that'll put everybody in a better mood.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it is Seafair Sunday today, which means it's the hydro races and Blue Angels and all that sort of stuff, which is traditionally, big deal in Seattle. I have to say, David, you know, being as old as I am... when I was younger, you know, especially growing up, a seafair was huge. You know, there wasn't near as much stuff to entertain yourself with out there as there is now. And seafair was everything. And of course the seafair weekend and seafair Sunday, I mean, pretty much, you know, if you were alive and human and lived around Seattle when I was young, Seafair Sunday, you were watching you were there at the hydros, or you were on a log boom on a boat out there in the water, or and every all TV channels were showing it on TV, radio. And then back in the day when I wasn't so young, but I wasn't as old as I am now, and when I was doing the show on Como, there were a couple times we got preempted because Como was airing the races on the air and so forth. And I think, I remember some strange things happening during that. But anymore, David, it seems that, you know, it isn't, at least from my perspective, it doesn't seem that it's as big a deal. That there's so much else going on and so many other things that people can do these days that seafair isn't the biggest deal that it used to be. But when I look outside and I see just clouds and gray sky and so forth, not quite the weather that most people hope for, especially if you're going to the hydro races or out on the water. You said, so it's cloudy down there too, David, but it's supposed to clear up later as the day goes on?
Yeah, it's supposed to start out cloudy and then gradually become sunny with the high around 70 degrees by the time the Blue Angels and all the races start.
And of course, you know, our focus here on Animal World is slightly different because, you know, there are a lot of humans get excited about, you know, the hydro races and all that sort of thing, but super excited about the Blue Angels flying. And that is a big deal and all of that. And I understand all the history and all that sort of thing. And there was a time when, you know, after my mom passed and I moved back into Laurelhurst to live with my dad for the rest of his life and care for him. We were right under the flight path of one of the jets when they did the show on Seafair Sunday. And the jet came so close, was so low, close that flew over, because I would go out on the back deck to watch, plugging my ears, of course. I mean, I've never heard anything so loud. But the jet was so close, it would fly over our deck, that I could look in the cockpit window and see the pilot's face. That's how close it was. So anyway, but if you're here part of Animal World, and that means got to be animal lovers and so forth. And so those of us that are sensitive or those of us that have dogs that are, and all that sort of thing, the Blue Angels aren't the most fun thing. And a lot of people really dread that because it's kind of like 4th of July or fireworks and that sort of thing. And it is so loud. If you're anywhere down there, it's so loud. It can be very disturbing to our animal friends. Now, the big thing that I was surprised yesterday, because I was down in Seattle yesterday afternoon, and everything seemed fine to me, and there's a big Lake City Festival for Seafair and all that, and everything seemed normal, but I got home and found out that the Blue Angel practice runs yesterday, you know, the Blue Angels show yesterday had to be canceled due to weather, David. It looked like high winds or something. They had to cancel it. Now, and I can remember it being canceled in years before, but usually it had to be pretty, really bad weather and really cloudy and all that sort of stuff. And it wasn't that bad yesterday, but I guess if the winds are strong enough, that is causes enough risk that they don't do it. So the Angels didn't fly yesterday.
Yeah, it looks like the conditions just got worse yesterday, and that's why they decided to cancel it for yesterday anyway. But they're saying, so, hey, if you had tickets, you know, they're still good for today because they're planning on flying today.
Yep. So that's what we're trying to do, our due diligence here and our homework, and we've checked all the sources we can check, David, right, say that the Blue Angels air show today is going to happen as scheduled, which is around 3 o'clock. Is that right?
Well, yeah, the little piece of paper I have here in the studio says it's going to be 3:30 p.m.
3:30 for the Angels. So the if you haven't heard me talk about it before, you know, do the best you can with your sensitive dog friends. And remember, if they are real sensitive to noise, grab some baby oil or mineral oil or oily ear ointment and put some in their ear. And then hold on to the ear flap and squish the bottom of the ear canal. Just mush it around so you can hear the oil mushing around in the base of their ear. And that the oil will coat the eardrum and really tamp down on the sound. So you can do the oil or the ointment in their ears, and then remember if they get frightened, they get upset, the worst thing you can do is calm, soothe, and sympathize. Oh, calm down, honey. It's only the Blue Angels, and I hate them too, and it'll be over in a while. Kiss, kiss, kiss. If you do that, you're accomplishing the opposite of what you want to, because you're acknowledging the fear, you're rewarding it, and you're setting it deeper on an emotional level. And that could very well freeze the animal's nervous system, flight mechanism. And we'll have to have, you know, Linda reset your dog next week. Matt, y'all want to call in for, you know, to have Linda work on your dogs next week through you to balance their nervous systems if they have a hard time today. anyway, the way you handle it, instead of sympathizing, calming, and making the fear worse, you have to drum up the actor or actress inside of you and get happy and jolly. Woohoo! Oh boy, the angels are flying. Oh boy, this is fun. And find the highest value food reward you've got. Happy, jolly, woohoo, this is wonderful. And give your dog high value food rewards. That's in lieu of having taught a formal jolly routine, which I've talked many times about on the show. There's not time for you to teach it before it happens this afternoon. And we don't have time to go through that anyway. But if you have a formal jolly routine, today's the day to use it. If you're around the Blue Angels, jolly routines and high value food rewards. But you can do it anyway, whether you've taught a jolly routine or not. Just get happy, get jolly, give them high value food rewards. And remember the oil in the ears to tamp down the sound if need be. All righty. So, David, I already talked about the Nathan not being here, right?
That is correct. I know. We got Seafair, Blue Angels, Mariners are at home. It's going to be busy this afternoon.
So we have a home game with the Mariners. I kind of had an upside down smiley face. I mean, because the Mariners have been struggling, but I think they actually pulled it out and won yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah, I watched the bottom of the ninth inning at home yesterday, and they won, but not in one of the more dramatic fashions you'll ever see. But hey, I guess right now the win is a win.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it is about teams, but it seems to me I see a consistency when you get it. It could be baseball or it can be almost any sport, but I'm thinking football and baseball. Times when the team gets really, really good and you win and win and win and either go all the way and win everything or get really close and win everything and, you know, win a lot like the Mariners did last year. And then they just mess with the team. I don't know why they just don't keep the team intact and keep what they have and build from there. But it always seems sometimes everything just falls apart the next year. So I don't know what's going on with the Mariners.
Well, they just made a big trade. They traded away one of the starting pitchers, Luis Castillo, which we kind of been all wanting to be, you know, bye-bye, see you later, because he hasn't been great all year. So maybe that'll be the spark. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, but then it makes me wonder, you know, football season's coming up, and of course,
thank goodness.
But let me put a little kibosh in here, because it's like they won the Super Bowl last year, right? They went all the way.
Yes, they did.
So, same thing going to happen with them? Are we going to be really disappointed because they're really crummy this year? Or are they going to go on to continue to be really good and great and, you know, go all the way again maybe?
Yeah, that's the prediction.
You think they're going to be really great?
They're going to be really good. They just got to get past the Rams. That's all anybody can ever talk about are the Los Angeles Rams.
Ah, okay. Okay. Well, all right. But anyway, there's a Mariners home game today, correct? What time is the game?
First pitch, 1:10 p.m.
Okay, so that means that Nathan Bigfoot will be in the beer garden because he's the Miller Lite Bigfoot guy. And he's there usually a couple hours before the game, you know, to meet and greet and all that sort of stuff. So if you're going to the game and you want to meet Nathan Bigfoot, beer gardens, and that's down on the field, right?
Yeah, I think it is. And of course,
starting
it's
about 11. From
yeah,
11
two
to
hours
1.
Ahead of time.
Yeah, 11 to 1, that's where Nathan will be. And, you know, it's always possible he'll cruise through and flash us as Bigfoot if he comes to the studio before he goes to the stadium.
Definitely keep an eye out over here.
Well, I know you keep the door open. You got your Bigfoot defense up.
Yes, I do.
So he doesn't scare you.
Exactly.
Anyway, if he comes to meet his crew at the station, he might say hi. Otherwise, we won't. So next week we've got Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner, will be in doing free remote treatments for you and your animal friends, sort of thing. And will Nathan be back next week, David? Or are you with us again?
The Mariners are at home for a while, so I will be back next Sunday morning because the Mariners will have yet another Sunday home game next week.
I seem to remember Nathan telling me it'd be a while before I saw him again.
August, there's a lot of home games on Sunday for the month of August.
All right. Okay, well, we got all of that. And just so you know, in the animal TV department, Dr. Jeff is still run they're still running Dr. Jeff marathons and Dr. D Alaska Vet on Saturday evening. So great time to watch Dr. Jeff and get excited for our August 23rd. That's this month. We have an extra Sunday this month. And one of my bucket lists here for the show, we will be joined live. Dr. Jeff Young, Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, will be here with us on the 23rd. Woohoo! So excited about that. All righty then, we better get cracking here and get the show started with our prayers and affirmations so we can be ready for our first interview. It is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. We've got a regular lineup going. Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue will join us this hour. Eileen, Help Animals India in the second hour. And then we'll in the second hour with current events and that kind of stuff. And then the starting just after 11, after we love train, we will welcome back Merritt and Beth Clifton from Animals 24-7.org. And it's going to be a bittersweet time because I'm sad to say that, I always tell you that I don't know how they do everything they do, and they probably don't sleep. And I think that's kind of true because they're needing to cut back a little bit to honor themselves at the moment. And so this is going to be their last regular segment on Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary Sunday. They're not going away forever, and hopefully, we'll have them from time to time, and I, of course, can report on their stories and so forth. But it's going to be their last regular segment on Shelter Rescue Sunday, so we'll be giving them a send-off today. And we'll be talking with Nancy Callan from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga to close out the show. And so we got a good lineup. And we have some good news, David. Doesn't really matter today because we're, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He just picked up the phone, okay? Because guess what? Woohoo! The new phones are in.
Yes,
Yay!
they are. It looks nice and fancy and all
Oh, and then
shiny.
you got new equipment too, huh? In the studio? Oh, wow. Oh, God, it's got a screen and everything. It looks like a phone computer or something.
Yes, it does. It definitely
Okay,
looks
so
that
we have
way.
a new phone computer,
Yeah.
and so I think we can now tell you officially that the 425-373 number is gone forever, bye-bye. We now have officially one phone number for call-ins, and it is the toll-free number. So it's the 888-298-5569 is our official call-in phone number now, 888-298-5569. 5569. That is official and it's permanent. And sometimes you need a one and sometimes you don't. I don't know if that's changed, but sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. So add a one or not. But anyway, if you need to call us, it's the 888-298-5569 number. All righty then. I'm going to get to if you have been here when we've officially started the show. Before I do that, by honoring the saint that's guided my work with the animals for so many years, that of course would be Saint Francis. And I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends, one for us human animals, because it's Sunday and I can. Okay. And then we have a pile of affirmations that I do, and we've chosen the affirmations because of their profound effect in improving our lives. And you can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me and use them daily in your life as I do, or you can opt out. Okay. I start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go with that. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, now for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Boy, we sure need this more and more. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty, that's our prayer section. Now on to the affirmations, each chosen for, like I said, their profound, wonderful effects on us. I say each affirmation out loud 3 times, and you can join them, say them along with me, or not. Completely up to you. And this first one was a spiritual assignment for me years and years and years ago through Ananda. And I was like, say this 3 times a day out loud for a week. See what happens. I'm still doing it because it's made a big difference in my life. It will in yours too. Here we go. 3 times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number 2 actually comes from next week's guest, Linda Rasmussen. And you know that if you call in and she works with you, she gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this affirmation came from. And it proved so powerful for so many people that we added it to the lineup. Now, when I say this affirmation and I talk about abundance, when I mention abundance, imagine the type of abundance that you want to attract into your life at this time. Here we go 3 times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Whew. All righty. Now, this third affirmation comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, but the Italian division, and is one I use to keep me and my animal friends in the right energy to be functioning in this world. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Whew. All right. Now, this next affirmation, this one comes from our third Sunday guest. That would be Natasha Venter. And this is what I use for me and my animal friends to keep us trying to stay in balance with the crazy energy we're dealing with these days. Here we go 3 times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and this next one here is the Ananda Worldwide Warrior of Light affirmation, and boy, do we need this one. So while we're doing this affirmation, let's just send God's light all over the country, all over the world. We need it everywhere. Here we go 3 times. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. All right. Now, I'm still going to continue with Yogananda's peace and harmony prayer. We need it so badly. We are still at war, and it is getting worse. So it's two affirmations. If you are doing this affirmation at home regularly to help with the energy on the planet, you do the first affirmation 10 times, and then the second affirmation 3 times. So for radio purposes here, I'm going to do each affirmation 3 times, but that's just in case you do it at home, you know. And for this one, Yogananda says, you know, put your hands in the prayer position. It aligns you better with the divine, makes your prayers more powerful. So here we go with affirmation number 1 3 times. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All right, affirmation number 2. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty, and now to conclude our prayer and affirmation section, this is Dr. Nell's contribution. His energy is still with us. Cross your hands over your heart to seat this into your heart and your day and your life. And repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Yeah, alrighty then. I always figure we've done our work now. We are all spiritualized up. We are good go. And that means let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And then we will get to Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends. Sunday, Meow Cat Rescues up first. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW. And we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune into Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time. And now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com.
NorwalkNorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
We are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful sound healer, Acutonics specialist, Jude Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. It's in her home now, so easy access and great parking. I was down there yesterday to get put back into shape. That's why I was in Seattle. Man, is she good. I had just a really weird alignment problem with my body this week, and boy, she's got me back into alignment, back into shape. I don't know what I'd do without her. She can work with you in person, and that's what I recommend, so you can be present. And she can work on you physically, but she also works remotely because a lot of the sound energy healing she does is energetic, so there's no issue with distance. Anyway, you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, and you can give her a call, and she will call you back. Phone number is 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot us an email if you're interested. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. All righty then. So I saw David pick up the phone, so I'm assuming that we have our guest ready to go. And to start us off for the month of August, Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland, and joining us as usual, Marilyn Hendrickson is here. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. David, are you happy with that phone connection? It sounds a little weird to me, but it's okay.
It sounds a little wonky, but it's okay.
All right, it's okay with you, Marilyn. And David, you're okay. It sounds okay on your end. All right.
Yeah.
Just know, I think, Marilyn, I think you get a very distinguished honor. You are the first caller on our brand new phone system.
Oh boy.
Yep. So the new phone system is in, and now I guess we get to figure out how well it's working. So anyway, for anybody who doesn't know, give us the lowdown. What is Meow Cat Rescue?
Meow Cat Rescue is a nonprofit 501c3 animal shelter rescue organization. It was founded back 28 years ago on Mercer Island. We moved to Kirkland, gosh, like 23 years ago, I think.
Wow.
We're in the Houghton area, across the street from Metropolitan Market. And on site, we've got cats and kittens. And in foster care, we have cats and kittens, and there are a few pups, too.
Yeah, so just because it's Meow Cat Rescue doesn't mean there aren't a few woof-woofs in there, too. But you don't have a place for the woof woofs in the shelter. And I think, you know, you don't have lots of dogs available, Marilyn. There are, you know, maybe a handful or so. And usually I think they're small breeds, aren't they?
They usually are. I know it started off as Shar Pei Rescue.
Oh,
because
wow. I didn't know that. How did I not know that? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's how it started out. And it used to be just all strictly Shar Peis. And
wow.
Then now it's kind of all over the board. I know recently there was a Great Dane.
Oh, wow. That's not a little dog. That's huge.
That's not a little dog. And there was a Bull Terrier. And now there's some small breed dogs available.
Wow. All right. And so, as always, You all can check in with Meow Cat Rescue online. And the website is meow, M-E-O-W, meowcatrescue.org. And if people wanted to know, you know, what dogs you have available now, that's the easiest way to find out is go to the website and click on available dogs. Does that work?
Yeah. You just click on available dogs and a picture will pop up with a bio and then contact information if you have questions or are interested.
All right. But as the name would indicate, the primary focus down there are the kitties. And so in the shelter, you are usually always full, pretty much, right? And you have adults and young ones. You always, though, have a whole lot of cats in foster care. Am I right in assuming the majority would be moms and babies or just babies, you know, that are too young to be in the shelter? So that's what mostly the fostering is about?
Yeah, I would say the lion's share of fosters are kittens, just orphaned kittens. And we do have some moms and babies in foster care, too. And we actually have some adults in foster care that find the shelter to be just a little bit too stressful. So they're in a foster home, too.
All right. So some adults, but mostly kittens. And the reason, you know, the kittens are in foster care usually, I mean, the simple answer, I mean, kittens require a lot of really special care. Many of them have to be bottle fed and all of that. And of course, socialized and they need all kinds of things, when they're very, very young. And then they don't come into the shelter until they're old enough for you guys to do everything that needs to be done before they're adopted out. And that of course includes spaying and neutering.
Yes.
And so I know that how soon they can be spayed and neutered kind of depends on their size as well as their age, right?
Right. So generally speaking, we like our kittens to weigh somewhere between 2.5 and closer to 3 pounds before they're actually spayed and neutered, and that's usually about 3 months old. So I know sometimes we do have people coming in, they want little six-week-old kittens, and that is something we would never have available because a six-week-old kitten wouldn't have their series of vaccines or their series of dewormings or be spayed and neutered.
Right, and the fact of the matter is this pretty much, I would say, is standard protocol for most shelters and rescues these days. Simply will not adopt out animals unless they've been spayed or neutered. And it isn't because you shelters and rescues are mean and this is just the way it has to be. I mean, it all has started because we humans have been completely irresponsible. In this country anyway, and taking care of our cats. And, you know, we continue to have a huge overpopulation program and shelters like Meow all over the place, up to their eyeballs and cats and kittens. And the only way, you know, that we found to help cut down on that overpopulation is not let the humans be in charge. So you spay and neuter them and then adopt them out, because I think it used to be, and it's been, you know, because, gosh, well, I've been doing this show for more than 30 years. I mean, we launched the grand opening of Meow on Mercer Island way back when. But I think it used to be back then, Marilyn, when you first started out, that you adopt, not everybody was spayed and neutered. The younger ones would go out with vouchers and they had to be brought back for spaying and neutering. But I think it just proved that we humans couldn't be responsible and didn't bring them back. So you know, the shelters, in order to be responsible and not continue the overpopulation program, just figured out a way to spay and neuter these guys when they're young. And then there's just not a problem because, you know, it's taken care of before you adopt them. Now,
yeah,
so.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, we just try to make it easy for the people so that when they adopt a cat or kittens from us, everything's done. I mean, you know.
And that means there's a lot besides spaying and neutering. And I think, didn't we, in a recent show, we were talking about just how much is done. And if you had to have, if you were to pay a veterinarian to do all that stuff now, oh my gosh, it's overwhelmingly expensive. So what all is included when we, oh, and about what's the youngest age that kittens would end up being spayed and neutered and ready for new homes and come into the shelter? What's the youngest usually?
3 months.
3 months, about 3 months. Okay. And then tell us everything that's already been done for those kids.
Well, in addition to their spay, neuter surgery, they've had a series of vaccines, a series of dewormings. They are microchipped. They're viral tested. We test everyone for feline AIDS and leukemia. I know some shelters don't test for the leukemia. We do. Let's see. Nail trims. We always run fecals to the lab just to rule out parasites. So really everything is done from head to tail.
Right. And did we come up with a figure of how much all of that would cost and if you paid for it yourself at the local vet?
Yeah. Well, we did 2 years ago. I was just looking the other day. 2 years ago, we called around all over the Sound getting prices, and that would cost about $1,400 for a male and probably about $1,800 for a female.
Excuse me while I pass out.
I know.
Would you repeat those numbers? Because that was shocking to me. And these figures are from you figured this out 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, 2 years ago, folks, and prices have only gone up. Now, so repeat those numbers again, Marilyn.
For a male, the average is $1,400.
$1,400? Oh.
Yeah. I mean, if they do all the things that we do, it would be $1,400. And for a female, it would be upwards of
$1,800. Oh. Yeah. That just sends me over the top. Being, of course, you know, I was the first graduate veterinary technologist in the state. So I worked for a number of years in veterinary medicine. I know what's involved when you spay or neuter a cat.
Mm-hmm.
It is not worth hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Okay. I mean, and you can neuter a male cat in 5 minutes or less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a female cat, you know, start to finish is maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, you know, and most of that is prep time and recovery. And anyway, it just absolutely is crazy. I can't wait to get Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, on the air on the 23rd this month, because that's one of the things I appreciate most about him and his practice is keeps the prices reasonable. Just watching one of Dr. Jeff's shows last night, cat that had fallen and dislocated its hip and had to go to the emergency room and then to a local vet, and they quoted them $4,000 to $6,000 to repair the hip on this cat. Okay. Went to Dr. Jeff. They did it for $400 to $600. That's the difference between a vet with integrity that really cares about serving and those that care more about money and lining their pockets, which, of course, is kind of the state of the art these days, and we won't get me on that soapbox. But anyway, gosh, it just makes so much sense. We've got to take care of our advertisers, Marilyn, but then when we come back to finish the discussion we're having right now – We've talked about what everything would cost at the vet if you did, if you got a young kitten and had to do all this stuff that Meow does yourself, $1,400 to $1,800. And that was 2 years ago. So add a couple hundred probably onto those at least. I used to think, and we didn't talk about it on the air much, because I used to think it was really expensive to adopt a kitten. Because after all, they do $1,400 to $1,800 of work, you know, and I thought it was really expensive. Well, that's another time where I almost fell off my chair, is it's not. Okay? I was blown away at what Meow does charge. So we're going to take care of our advertisers, and you hang on, because when we come back, Marilyn will tell us how much it costs to adopt kittens and cats and seniors. And it's not all the same price. And my gosh, I can't believe what a hot deal this is. Okay, so stay right where you are. We'll find out what it costs to adopt it at Meow straight ahead. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Robin Alexis. Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis returns to KKNW following the death of my husband, Bob. This show bears witness to me stepping into a sacred new beginning of being a widow. Somatic guide Mary Stevenson will be co-host, and she's going to walk me through life's deepest sorrow. Find community support here with us as you process your grief along with me. Discover your inner strength along with me right here on KKNW, Fridays at 8 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, hello, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, and that's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Check them out. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The dog supplements you can often find at your local pet store, but you can learn all about all the products at NuProSupplements.com. You can purchase there, or they're available on Amazon, and the price is the same. And then remember, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and work with people privately in their home, and tend to help them work miracles with their dogs and get things under control. David's nodding his head because Aunt Martha came down to work with David and his family when they got Daisy Basset Hound as a puppy, and she's turned out to be a great dog, right, David?
Oh, yeah. She has just become mostly perfect now.
All right. And you would recommend that Aunt Martha come and educate people with new puppies and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, I would highly recommend.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. Anyway, I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. I only need to see you once, give you everything you need. So I'm going to give you my phone number and business. You know, I caught up. I was really busy for a while, caught up, got everybody taken care of. And now it's all quiet again, just crickets out there. So I need you to beat the bushes. And anybody that needs help with their dogs, tell them I'll talk to them for free on the phone. If I'm not the best one to help them, I probably know who is, but I'd love to hear from him. And here's my number to hand out, 360-217-7258. Just let them know it's a landline, though, so no text. They've got to call 360-217-7258. You could give them my email address, too, Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, Martha Light at AOL.com. Or you could give them the Animal World, Animal World Live at Hotmail.com. But I tend to check my own email more frequently, MarthaLight@AOL.com. Anyway, send me some business. I need it. Gotta have something to do. All righty. We are in the middle of a conversation with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. We just talked about what is involved with raising kittens at Meow and all the things they do before they bring them into the shelter for adoption. And for males, it's about $1,800 or $1,400 worth of stuff, plus females, at least $1,800. Unbelievably high. But Marilyn, let's talk about the cost of adopting kitties from Meow, because it's a heck of a lot more reasonable than I ever thought.
Yeah. So for a single kitten, it's $150. For a pair of kittens, it's $250. An adult is $100, and a senior is $50.
Wow! I just you can get a senior kitty for $50. That's unbelievable. An adult cat, and so an adult cat's $100. How old are they when you consider them adult?
One.
So 1 year old and only $100. Wow.
Yep.
I was just really, for years, I always thought you charged hundreds and hundreds of dollars to make up for all the stuff that you do. But, I mean, that is a screaming deal. And I tell people these days, I used to think the same thing, that I would want a really young little kitten. But I learned, because most of my adult life, my cat heart's been owned by Abyssinians, which are a purebred breed of cat. And I have had a number of them, but I had to get them from breeders, and they usually wouldn't let them go when they're younger. And I was getting kittens that were 4 to 5 months old or so. But what I learned in that process was that when they're a little bit older, you can know who they are better, you know, their little personalities, because kitties have personalities and personality quirks and glitches just like humans do. They can be every bit as individual and so forth. And especially if you have expectations, like you want a snuggle cat, a cat that will sleep with you or sit in your lap, but you have certain expectations. If they're a little bit older, then it's easier to know that about them, isn't it, Marilyn?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all kittens are bouncy, bubbly, energetic, little bundles of fur. They're all kind of the same, but as they grow into adults, the older they get, their personality becomes sort of set. So the older the kitty is when you adopt them, the more we know about what their personality is going to be like.
Yeah, yeah. And I know, you know, a lot of people have expectations of, you know, what they want with the kitty, but, you know, they vary greatly in terms of their personalities and temperaments and so forth. And I think under most circumstances, if people don't already have cats, if they're just adding to their family, but if they don't have cats, I think you recommend one of the best things to do is adopt a pair of bonded kittens. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. And in fact, that's a requirement. If you don't have any pets at home than we do adopt our kittens in pairs. And they're almost always siblings, and they know each other, and we know they get along. And honestly, two kittens is not much more work than one. Actually, I think it's less work because they keep each other entertained. Yeah. I just think it's so much better that way.
Yeah, yeah. On the other hand, though, you know, as a, you know, behavior therapist and so forth, I do know, you know, cats are a type of animal that if someone can only have one animal, cats can do very well living a solitary life because mm-hmm. they do, and, you know, genetically, they're coded for that. You know, all the wild cats that our cats descend from, they're all, as adults, pretty much solitary beings. The only cats that live together in a group are lions, and it's only the girls. You know, the pride is made up of the females, and the male just hangs out, you know, outside of the group to do what males do. But so cats are a breed that can be by themselves. And but when it comes to raising kittens, you know, kittens have a lot of energy and they, you know, need a lot of play and all of that. And so Marilyn's absolutely right. If you adopt a pair, it does cut down. It makes it easier because they have each other to play with and all that sort of stuff. And it's a very good way to go. And I would highly recommend that. But you could also, if you just wanted a cat in your life, you know, go get, and sometimes, Marilyn, don't you get adult cats that just don't want to be around other cats and need to be an only cat, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, all the time. All the time we have that. So, we have one at the shelter right now who, she's a lovely cat, but she does not care for other cats. And so, she's going to have to be the queen of the new home.
Yeah, yeah. So they've got individuals to suit pretty much everybody. Gosh, I'm realizing we're just about out of time. But so anything else, anybody special we need to mention or anything coming up we need to know about?
You know, things are pretty quiet now. We're still waiting for word on our move. I don't think it's going to be till the end of the year, but we're kind of preparing for that right now.
Because you know where you're moving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a question of when, and it's not too far away, is it?
No, it's probably, I think it's maybe a mile away. It's very close to where we currently are.
Yeah, so no reason to panic. Anyway, they're not going far. You're just moving to a better facility?
Yeah, we are.
All right. And towards the end of the year, maybe that'll happen, right? And no events coming up that we need to know about?
Not just yet.
Okay, so then last thing, Meow is open for you to come by and see the cats and the kittens in the shelter. Let's see, I think it's 5 days a week now, isn't it? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
It's actually Thursday through Sunday now. It's four
Thursday
days a
through
week.
Thursday through Sunday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and 1 to 5 p.m., correct?
That's correct.
So that's today. So if you're interested, you can go down this afternoon between 1 and 5 p.m. The shelter is open. They're in the Houghton Plaza. You know, that's in the Kirkland area down by the Metropolitan Market, where PCC used to be. So, you know, convenient location and open from 1 to 5 this afternoon. And if you want to get started early, you can go to the website, meowcatrescue.org, and click on available cats and kittens and see who's there. And I think you can even start the adoption process online, can't you, Marilyn?
Yeah, you can fill out the application right at home, bring it in, or you can email it in, whatever works best for you.
Fabulous. All right. Thanks so much for all the great information, and hope you have a great summer month of August, and we will talk to you again the first Sunday in September.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Martha.
Thanks, Marilyn. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty, you guys. That means we are... winding down hour number one. We're going to fire up hour number two. And before we do that, we got to get on the love train. And we play the love train and we all get up and dance and get a little exercise, get our little juices flowing so we're good for the day. And during the love train, there's opportunity to send love places. Okay. We need it all around the country, all around the world. You know what's going on in Europe, in the Middle East. Send that love. Love is the most powerful energy on the planet. And let's just spread it all over. And because that's the best thing we can do right now is spread love all over the place. And I always, oh, and remember, you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up, join me on the love train. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming right up. And then Help Animals India in the next hour. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here. Love Train's coming up on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.